This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Well, if you want to check out some great content, check out the AMI app. Available to you if you're an Android or Apple user. Just check out the app stores and look for the AMI app where you can listen to and view some great content from AMI TV. Documentaries, digital shorts, and of course, many of the shows that you love from AMI TV on the AMI app available via the app stores of Android and iOS. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of the show. Thanks for being with us as we navigate through our Wednesday edition. And as it's December the 1st, it's nice to bring in once a month to kind of catch up on some things going on out there in the guide dog and service animal world, our reporter, Devin Wilkins.
I'm Devin Wilkins from Peterborough, Ontario, your self-appointed messenger from the world of guide, hearing, and service dogs. Join me at this time each month as we discuss topics of particular interest to you and your precious pup.
So, you know, we tease Bill, Devin, all the time about bringing in certain things on certain days. We allow, okay, that's a pretty heavy item that he brings us. But you, unfortunately, once in a while have to bring us stories that make us really shake our head, make us angry, and are just certainly no joy for you to report. And your first one today, I've viewed this. I've seen some of this story, followed it a little bit when it transpired. Now, please do share this with us. Welcome back to the show. A man with a service dog was thrown out of a Waterloo restaurant. Tell us all what happened at this restaurant, at this unfortunate situation.
Yeah, okay. Hi, everybody. So, the Waterloo Regional Police have launched an investigation because of a video of a man being, with his service dog, being kicked out quite aggressively of this Kitchener restaurant, like I say, because of his service dog. The service animals must be easily identified by a vest, etc., or a harness. And the other alternative is to have a letter from a health professional. And you would think that after a while, restaurant owners, taxi cab drivers and the like would finally become acquainted with laws governing guide and service dogs, but we keep running into these situations. And part of the problem is that, first of all, I don't think that the letter should necessarily go to restaurants, et cetera, from service dog, or at least physicians and psychologists and that sort of thing. I think that the letter of recommendation that the person should have, service or hearing or guide dog, should go to wherever the dog is being trained or some government office or whatever, because when the letter comes directly from the physician or psychologist, they have no idea what the dog can or will do or would be expected to do. So that has to be fixed, and so does somehow increasing awareness of establishment owners, like restaurateurs and taxi drivers and that sort of thing. And then we wouldn't keep coming up with this over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, Devin, we know that there's obviously people out there that are never going to be converted. They don't appreciate dogs in any capacity. They don't like the use. They don't like to be imposed upon to have them in their cab or their restaurant. They seem to forget what the rules are, what the law is.
Yeah, it is the law.
Conveniently. Yeah, exactly. I think you're right with that level of whether they understand the school, the jargon in the letter or not. Having that legitimacy that we talk a lot about and which creates some of the confusion that has happened out there. I mean, someone can come up with a letter from a doctor and go next door and borrow their neighbor Fred, Fred's dog. And that's what I think sometimes places get thinking people have done. They've converted some pet to that, if they even give it that much thought, and that's where they feel they have the right to demand this, demand that. And I understand their confusion to a point, because you can't save the person who's just anti use of a dog this way, or I don't want that dog in my establishment any more than I'd want, someone to walk in with a pigeon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank goodness. I think people have gotten the message that pigeons and snakes aren't legitimate service dogs. But it doesn't help either that you can buy vests and ID cards and all of that sort of stuff over the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know how they could deter people from putting those up on, on sale on the internet. But it sure would go a long way to eliminating these people who insist on buying stuff over the internet and trying to make their dog out for something that it isn't.
Right. And you don't want legitimacy, but you certainly don't want somebody, because I'm pretty versed because I get lots of information thrown my way about guide dogs. When someone comes in with a service animal what do you mean? It's a comfort dog. Oh, I don't buy that. I don't know, because I'm not educated enough or in that need, that situation. So some people are going to be very aware of guide dogs and have no idea of other support animals. And that needs to change too, because as you say, that education piece about all needs to happen.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, moving on to the next thing you have for us, Devin. The monthly guide dog handlers calls have been switched from phone to Zoom. So can you give us the details on that and some of the topics being covered?
Okay. For the past couple of years, the monthly calls for handlers have been sponsored by the CNIB Guide Dogs, and now they're going to be done over Zoom instead of the phone. There have been ones earlier this week, like Ontario and Nunavut and that sort of thing, and Saskatchewan and Manitoba were all done earlier this week, but I can let you in on the Atlantic Canada, which is going to be taking place tonight, actually, December 1st, at 8 p.m., and that'll be Atlantic time. And the B.C. and Alberta call is going to be taking place on Friday, December 3rd, at 6 Mountain Time. The topics are new procedures from the Center for Disease Control, CDC, when entering the United States with a dog. Now, that is not the case in Canada, but if you're traveling, if you intend to travel and plan to come, go into the United States, you'll need to know that. Another topic is WestJet staff training, and the other one is holiday and winter for your dog. So I guess that's kind of getting how to handle ice and snow and that sort of thing, how to get ready for that.
That's always a really good reminder around this time, yeah.
Yeah, and the numbers are, the Zoom links are in the blog, your blog.
Yes, they are. AMI.ca/KellyCo. Okay, awesome. Thanks for the update. And all the topics sound great. Like I said, the travel one and prepping your dog for the winter. Wintering our dogs is a really good reminder around this time.
It's really good. You want to tell us about the free accessibility webinar, Removing Barriers for People Who Use Service Animals.
Yeah, this is being put on in Manitoba, although no one said that we couldn't at least listen in. So that's going to take place Friday, December 3rd, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, that's in celebration of the International Day for Persons with Disabilities. You will learn about requirements of Manitoba's accessibility standards and the tools to support compliance, experiences, strategies, barriers, and solutions to creating and maintaining accessibility for people using service animals. And there will be presentations by the Manitoba Human Rights Commission and the Manitoba Accessibility Office. And there will be a panel discussion. Yvonne Peters will be the moderator. And it will include people with visible and invisible disabilities. So Yvonne is the moderator, Vivi DeBee, and Bill Tucker are the other panelists. And once again, the link to register is on the blog.
Awesome. Great. Before we go, really quickly, you want to talk about this month's Sniffing It Out. It's presented by Guide Dog Users of Canada, and it's going to feature Bill Thornton from BC and Alberta Guide Dogs.
Yes, and once again, they're calling it How to Winterize Your Mobility Tool. And, of course, what they mean is guide dogs. It's going to be taking place Saturday night, which is a little out of the ordinary. It's going to be taking place Saturday night. And once again, the email to find out the Zoom link is in the blog. May I mention Canadian Guide Dogs?
Yes.
Awesome. Yep. Perfect.
I'll hurry up. So Canadian Guide Dogs for the Blind and Manitic is doing a gift wrapping fundraiser, both at Place d'Orléans and also a Bayshore Shopping Center in Orleans. It's going to be taking place from December 10th until 5 o'clock December 24th. And at Bayshore Center, it's going to be taking place from December 3rd to December 24th at 5.
Very good. Ooh. Excellent. Wow, it sounds like a great time, great event, and, you know, so much of the kind of return to stuff a little bit, Devin, in the way of the movement, the activities, right?
Thank goodness, yes. Yeah, lots going on, that's for sure.
Well, that's going to be fantastic. Well, we'll talk to you next time here on the program. Awesome stuff. Lots of great stuff today for people to think about, and we'll put things up on the blog, ami.ca/KellyCo.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody.
You too, Devin. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We hear from Devin Wilkins on the first Wednesday of the month. So do check out her reports when we bring them to you. Always great stuff when she's here to talk about the guide dogs and service animals out there, and brings a lot of the newsy stuff. And sometimes, as I said, some of the things are not pleasant. Some of the things are very frustrating, and we tire of having to speak about some of the things repetitively.
Yeah, absolutely, Kels. But you know, there's always good and bad, but getting updates still from the guide dog world.
You betcha. We'll step aside for just a moment. What are the absolute best movie watching snacks? Well, Mary Mammoliti, she's here in a moment to share her list with us. Stick around. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.